I've been practicing mostly mindfulness and noticing the breath, the body, etc. And I was wondering if you spoke a lot about reflection, and I was wondering if you could say a few words about the practicalities of how to practice that for someone who has not done so much of that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's actually the crux of it, is just sort of introducing that idea that say, mindfulness is not just about how do you say, stopping the mind from thinking and just being mindful of the body, but that mindfulness also encompasses the thought processes and the directing of attention in ways that help to uplift it or encourage it. And also like unify it on a wholesome object. Because oftentimes what we're trying to do, and part of it is in the problem of translation, where we where we want to concentrate the mind, and but concentrate in the English language, anyway. I don't know how they translate it into Israeli, into Hebrew, but the connotation is like a. I mean, literally, to concentrate something is to make it small. And, so you want to make the mind small, right? And but which is really not, you want to make the mind, you want to make the heart bigger, more spacious. And in order to do that, we have to pay attention to the quality of the mind, because sometimes that sense of trying to concentrate or focus or one point the mind, is a pushing away, and a there's a tenseness that's there that's not very settling. Ajahn Sumedho has a really good way of expressing this sense of developing the when we talk about one-pointedness, there's different kinds of points. So he said, like, there's a point that excludes, and there's a point that includes. So that point of exclusion is trying to push away. Okay, I got to push away this feeling. I got to push away this thought. But when you think of a point that includes, it's a broader point that allows, in awareness, in mindfulness, and we're still being attentive, but it gives space for it, because it's thoughts come and go anyway, and so that learning how to hold that space so that the thoughts and the feelings and the emotions can come and go. Because oftentimes, what they come and then they take up residence, and just learning how to holding that space, holding that point that includes. And again, it's where one is. There's a fearless quality that allows even the uncomfortable, and recognizing that even that will cease. That will. Has an end. It's not, this is not a permanent condition. And what can be recognized is then the presence behind that, the knowing behind that. This is the Buddho, this is the knowing behind that.